This is Your Town, your chance to speak out about the things that are happening in your town.
This is your hometown.
And now, Your Town.
And welcome back. I'm Lori Robb. My guest today is Zach Neiman. He's a detective with Deschutes County. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we're bringing you on today because Larry Blanton and I talked about this a couple months ago, the extreme risk that our children are facing because of online predators and other bad things that are happening on the internet. And I guess that you do a seminar that's about an hour and a half long.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you said that's not even always enough time to really get into the dangers out there and help parents be better equipped to prevent this in their households.
No, an hour and a half trying to talk about the entire internet is kind of a needle in a haystack thing. I do try to help equip parents and community members to combat some of the dangers or to give them ideas of what's out there and some resources that they could better equip themselves with when they get out on their own and things they can look up on the internet to help keep their kids safe.
And I know that one thing that you do during the seminar is you set up a website. And can you explain that, how you kind of go trolling for predators, for lack of a better word?
Yeah. So a few of the examples that I use in my presentation are examples of online predators that have been located in social networks and some of the dangers that I see with kids. I'll go on the some of the social networks and pull kids blogs, face pages, social networks off so we can look at them and I can identify with the parents as saying, look, this is a 14-year-old girl and this is the information that I typically see posted, and this is some of the stuff that I would worry about for your children posting and things that I would look at when you go on their websites, their social networks. And like I said, so when I throw up the predators on there, it's kind of shocking to parents to see that, you know, we all know in the back of our minds that predators, you know, lie, steal, cheat, do anything to contact these kids, but we typically don't see that. And so I pull some of those examples up so parents can see they truly are lying and trying to contact your kids, portraying themselves in a way that would be appealing for kids to communicate with.
And doesn't a little bell ring every time somebody goes onto the site that's a predator, and then you kind of have that that visual?
Not really. I typically what I do is I actually have the copies of the pages and or screenshots of the pages up so parents can see those. I have in my presentations in the past downloaded full websites so that parents could surf those themselves and view those and kind of surf their way through some of the social networks and see what some of the kids are posting, what some of the possible predators will be posting, things like that. So that's something that I've done in the past, is allow parents to experience it in a safer environment because it's offline. Because I've downloaded those websites.
So what are some of the dangers that we're facing?
I think the biggest dangers that I talk about are risks in social network or in the internet in general and or high-tech, any high-tech crimes is exposure to inappropriate material, whether that be adult content, pornography, child pornography, or anything that's inappropriate for our children to be viewing. I talk about online predators, obviously, and their contact with children. I talk about bullying and harassment and identity theft and some of those things that are obviously dangerous to kids and adults alike on the internet.
And Frank has a recent example that was on the news wires.
Yeah, this came out of Portland, 14, and you've probably heard this hundreds of times, but a 14-year-old girl goes online to advertise her services as a babysitter, right?
It's right.
A natural thing. But she posts enough information up there, probably her cell phone number, to where now she's been getting harassing texts from an older man that are sexually suggestive, they're inappropriate, so the mom obviously called police. So what advice would you give parents? I mean, what kind of things should kids not put out there, be it their social pages or even in something like this?
I think the most important things is keeping their personal information private. Cell phone numbers, addresses, locations, things like that are very important. Dates of birth, those are all ways that people can, that bad guys can use to track kids and or parents.
School they go to.